Hey everyone, it's me, your favorite little iPhone slut. Getting tired of hearing that yet? Okay, your favorite little kitty. You know who I am. Anyway, I'm getting ready to go to the dentist. Why is it so expensive to have your teeth done? All I can think of is, you know, having gone through what I went through with my teeth, I'm very conscious of when people smile. That's the first thing I look at is their teeth. And I was, I don't even want to say it, but a wise old man once told me, dirty teeth, dirty ass. If you can't take care of your teeth, you can't take care of your ass. I'm sorry. But all I can think of is, why can't you take care of your teeth? You know, there's some things I won't tolerate, and having, like, gnarly teeth is one of them. I'm sorry if, you know, if I offend somebody. It's just my personal opinion, my personal preference. I want pearly whites when you smile, and that's what I want to look at when I look at your face. Besides looking in your eyes, I want to see pearly white, beautiful teeth. So, anyway, I'm going to the dentist. I plunked a couple $100 down to have a tooth done. But it's worth it, you know? In case something happens to me, they can always identify me by the beautiful dental work that I've had done. And the other thing I wanted to share, we'll get off the subject of teeth. The other thing that I wanted to share, you ever have a weird dream that stays with you for the whole day? I had one. I woke up this morning and I had moved in to Willie Nelson's house and was smoking pot with him. And his house was like an A-frame house. And I had this little tiny guest bedroom that was like the triangle bottom part. So I couldn't stand up straight, you know, upright in my room because the roof goes down at an angle. So I kept bumping my head on the roof. And the house was constantly filled with smoke. From marijuana. And those that know me know I do not smoke marijuana. I may drink, but I'm not a pothead. I see no point in it. I'm too hyper as it is. And I just can't see myself doing the, no. I will say I did, you know, back in the seventh grade. I tried it, and then it's like, time to grow up. You know, time to be sociably acceptable and drink alcohol. That's sociably acceptable. Strange world we live in. So anyway, wish me well, because I'm leaving. And the needle, and the taste of the Novocaine and how it makes your heart pump. Yes, I'm excited. I'm hyped up. Can you tell? Yes. All right. Later, news people.